Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Presidential candidates are in Wisconsin today looking for votes ahead of the primaries on Tuesday. Democrat Bernie Sanders urged young people at a campus rally to get out and vote, saying his campaign is gaining momentum. Tonight, he and Hillary Clinton are at a Democratic State Party dinner. And on the Republican side, Donald Trump took part in a town hall. And as NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, John Kasich campaigned in Madison.
Ohio Governor John Kasich is holding a campaign event this evening. It's themed around NCAA basketball. And it's one of several events today. He's been holding town halls, telling supporters he believes that the Republican nomination will be decided at the convention. At the same time, Donald Trump and Texas Senator Ted Cruz are also campaigning around the state, getting ready for next week's primary.
NPR Sarah McCammon. Ted Cruz toured to North Dakota today to campaign at that state's Republican convention. And in the men's NCAA basketball Final Four, Villanova is playing Oklahoma at this hour. The score 42-28, Villanova. And later tonight, Syracuse takes on North Carolina. In Syria, state media are reporting forces loyal to the President Bashar al-Assad have discovered a mass grave in Palmyra, which they recaptured from ISIS last weekend. And Fares Ellis Fordham reports.
State media says it was paramilitary allies of Assad who discovered the grave. At least 40 bodies have so far been removed, mostly adult men, but some are women and children, according to the state news agency. Mass graves have also been found in cities which have been retaken from ISIS across the border in Iraq. Palmyra was retaken last month with Russian help, marking the latest in a series of setbacks for the extremists, who have lost ground to an array of forces, some backed by the US-led anti-ISIS coalition and others by Russia. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.
The Indian company responsible for building a highway overpass that collapsed Thursday is now charged with culpable homicide, and three of its officials are under arrest. The death toll now stands at 26, and as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from New Delhi, public anger is mounting.
The company officials, including the structural manager and the senior assistant general manager, face charges of attempted murder and criminal conspiracy. Investigators are examining why a massive section of a bypass still under construction collapsed onto a crowded Kolkata street, crushing pedestrians, cars, and buses. Sabotage has been ruled out, but safety issues such as lack of inspections and substandard materials have long plagued construction projects in India. Local media report that the company at the heart of this week's disaster is in financial turmoil and had contracted for more projects than it could complete. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Blue Origin has completed another rocket launch from its test site in rural West Texas. MARPA Public Radio's Travis Bubanek watched the launch, the third success for the commercial space company, owned by billionaire Amazon founder Jeff Bezos.
Blue Origin's new Shepard spacecraft blasted off just after 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Less than half an hour later, the craft's rocket had landed back on the ground, along with a small, unmanned crew capsule. On Twitter, Bezos called it a perfect landing. It's another milestone for the company, proving its ability to reuse a rocket booster multiple times. And for the first time, the craft went up with two science experiments on board, designed to study how rocks and other objects behave in space. Blue Origin says its rocket engine could be ready to fly with test engineers on board by next year, and at some point, the company hopes to start selling commercial flights into space. For NPR News, I'm Travis Bubinick in Van Horn, Texas.
In Washington state, opposition from a Native American tribe has put the environmental review for what could be the biggest coal export terminal in the U.S. on hold. SAS Marine, the company behind the proposed terminal, says the Lummi tribe's fishing grounds surround the projected site, and they've asked the federal government to deny permits for the terminal, saying it would violate their treaty fishing rights. A decision from the federal government is expected later this month. Wall Street ended higher on Friday after a string of strong economic reports, and all three major indices rose for the week. The S&P 500 gained 1.8% on the week. That's the strongest performance for the S&P in a month. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.